Every once in a while, a spiritual teacher comes into this world who is destined to write a book of immense power and depth. I believe that Eckhart Tolle is one of those teachers. But, as it usually happens with people of extraordinary talent, his insights into the essence of human condition and what it takes to experience spiritual liberation came at a personal cost. According to his own words, he struggled with anxiety and depression until the age of 29, when he experienced a moment of inner awakening. At that moment, he became a conduit for the power of presence, the awakened state of consciousness which transcends ego and discursive thinking, and which eventually gave birth to three books, The Power of Now, Stillness Speaks, and A New Earth. In this article, we'll take a look at each of these books. 1. The Power of Now. How can a book change your life in just one reading? First, you have to be ready for the book internally. At this point, you must be yearning for a teacher and a book that can show you a way out of your current life situation. Second, you have to read with your heart rather than your mind. Your mind, or the ego, will try to actively sabotage your reading by instilling doubt and fear of change. So while reading the book, observe your mind and smile at it attempts to distort the book's message. If both conditions are met, you are ready for The Power of Now, a work of profound spiritual insight that will show you that the present moment is all you ever have. You'll realize that suffering can only exist in time, it cannot survive in the actuality of the now. The author writes, "On one level, I draw your attention to what is false in you. I speak of the nature of human unconsciousness and dysfunction as well as its most common behavioral manifestations, from conflict in relationships to warfare between tribes or nations. Such knowledge is vital, for unless you learn to recognize the false as not you, there can be no lasting transformation, and you would always end up being drawn back into illusion and into some form of pain. On another level, I speak of a profound transformation of human consciousness, not as a distant future possibility, but available now, no matter who or where you are. You are shown how to free yourself from enslavement to the mind, enter into this enlightened state of consciousness, and sustain it in everyday life." 2. Stillness Speaks. Eckhart Tolle writes that the spiritual teacher helps you uncover and reveal a dimension of your inner depth that is also peace. This is what Stillness Speaks is all about. Written in the form of short sayings and aphorisms, it's a revival for the present age of the oldest form of recorded spiritual teachings, the Sutras of ancient India. At the same time, that to which this book points is not be found within the realm of thought, of ego, but a dimension within yourself that is marked by a vibrant sense of tranquility. So whenever you feel inner peace arising as you read, the book is fulfilling its function as your teacher, it's reminding you of who you are and pointing the way back to the present moment, the only thing that truly matters in your life. The author writes, "This is not a book to be read from cover to cover and then put away. Live with it, pick it up frequently, and, more importantly, put it down frequently, or spend more time holding it than reading it." Many readers will feel naturally inclined to stop reading after each entry, to pause, reflect, become still. It is always more helpful and more important to stop reading than to continue reading. Allow the book to do its work, to awaken you from the old grooves of your repetitive and conditional thinking. 3. A New Earth. A New Earth is a third item on this list, because it expands on the powerful ideas introduced in two previous books. In particular, it shows that transcending our ego-based state of consciousness is not a luxury reserved for a few individuals, but a matter of utmost urgency on a planetary scale and a key to ending conflict throughout the world. If you're ready to read this book, deep down you know that the main source of anger, jealousy, and unhappiness is rooted in your attachment to the false sense of self called the ego, and you also know that this book has the power to awaken you to a new state of consciousness, illuminating the path to a truly fulfilling existence. The author writes, "This book's main purpose is not to add new information or beliefs to your mind or to try to convince you of anything, but to bring about a shift in consciousness, that is to say, to awaken. In that sense, this book is not interesting. Interesting means you can keep your distance, play around with ideas and concepts in your mind, agree or disagree. This book is about you. It will change your state of consciousness, or it will be meaningless. It can only awaken those who are ready. Not everyone is ready yet, but many are, and with each person who awakens, the momentum in the collective consciousness grows, and it becomes easier for others.